Welcome to the 48North Cannabis Corp. Q2 2020 Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session for analysts. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, February 21st, 2020, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I will now turn the call over to David Hackett, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Hackett.
Good morning. I would like to welcome all call participants to the 48North Cannabis Corp's second quarter 2020 conference call. 48North's intentions, hopes, beliefs, expectations, or predictions of the future are forward-looking statements. It is important to note that 48North's actual results could differ materially from those projected in such forward-looking statements. While these statements reflect the company's beliefs regarding its plans, estimates, and projections, they are subject to some uncertainties and risks that could cause actual results to differ materially. More detailed information about the company and factors that may affect its operations can be obtained from 48North's filings with SEDAR at sedar.com. 48North is under no obligation to update any forward-looking statements discussed today, and investors are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these statements. 48North, Delshin Therapeutics, Good & Green, Rare Industries, Sackville, and Latitude are trade names of 48North Cannabis Corp. All other companies and products mentioned herein may be trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holders. Joining me today on today's call is Allison Gordon, Chief Executive Officer of 48North, and Charles Vanat, Chief Corporate Officer of 48North. First, Allison will highlight the company's achievements this quarter and events subsequent to the quarter end, and I will then provide a brief review of this quarter's financial results. After the presentations are complete, we will be happy to open up the call to analysts for questions. Over to you, Allison.
Thanks, David. Good morning, everyone, and welcome again. For the second quarter of 2020, 48North remains focused on its renewed commitment to improving operations, investing in product design, and supporting high-quality, conscious, and guilt-free experiences for Canadian consumers. On today's call, I will be providing a high-level overview of where 48North is today, an update on our second quarter results, and finally, I will highlight some of the milestones we hit subsequent to the end of the quarter. In addition, I plan on providing a product launch update on our outdoor flower and next-generation products. The cannabis industry has faced valid criticism for over-promising and under-delivering, for not living up to self-generated expectations and not being transparent with the public when the industry was failing. Underlying all of this has been a prevailing sentiment that legal cannabis producers are out of touch with real cannabis consumers, more focused on generating share value than delivering high-quality products. 48North is positioned to be different. Let me tell you why. 48North is a locally bred, Canadian-focused licensed producer with popular products, a memorable brand, and a clear vision for more conscious cannabis consumption. We have resisted the temptation to embark on global conquest in an effort to rapidly scale up and accumulate wealth, at least on paper. We have stayed nimble. We have deliberately stayed focused on our products, brands, and operations. In my view, we have an opportunity as a company to emerge as a consumer favorite and a recognizable example of a company whose focus is more in the hearts and minds of consumers than in boardrooms across the country. It is our belief that a focus on our consumers will create long-term and lasting value for our shareholders. Simply put, several of our competitors have somewhat bitten off more than they can chew. At 48North, this is not the case. We have a relatively simplified focus on the Canadian recreational marketplace with our assets in the U.S., and this focus in Canada, from my perspective, presents a clear and competitive advantage, and we're beginning to take advantage of this focus. Research shows that Canadian recreational consumers are crying for quality and consistency. This is something we can deliver on. We now have product listings in place in 7 out of 10 provinces, representing access for over 95% of Canadians. Our products are known for being consistent, high quality, well-branded, and accessible. Today, the demand for 48North flower and pre-rolls exceed our supply, a challenge we are expeditiously working to remedy. Just an antidote to make my point, 48North pre-rolls were the best-selling pre-roll in Ontario for several weeks in 2019 and are now ranked number 3 overall for sales in 2020. Granddaddy Purple is also an industry favorite and was a finalist for Top Indica Dominant Pre-Roll at the 2019 Lift & Co. Canadian Cannabis Award. This is just the beginning, but we are making strides in the right direction. While this demand and recognition is a differentiator from our immediate competitors, it must be matched by reliable supply. Brand loyalty will be even more important as consumers shift towards cannabis 2.0 products. Where brand loyalty is likely to cement, I am confident that we are well positioned to take advantage of this loyalty and become a leader in consumer choice. And finally, something critical to our story that I have discussed many times on these calls. One of the clear market advantages that 48 North has consistently communicated about is our good farm. 48 North's outdoor cultivation facility allows us to cultivate high-quality biomass at a fraction of the cost of indoor operations. The total cash cost per gram of production at Good Farm this year was 25 cents per gram. Our ability to beat competitors on both cost and quality is a key differentiator. From 30,000 feet, that's where we are today, well on our way to accomplishing our goals and creating the company we set out to build back in 2017. Let me quickly take you through some of the highlights of the second quarter. Q2 2020 marked the last quarter where the company's revenue is expected to be derived exclusively from 48 North's indoor cultivation facility, Dalshan. In subsequent quarters, 48 North expects to begin reporting revenue increases from the sale of cannabis from Good Farm, one of the country's first and largest licensed outdoor production facilities, as well as the sale of recently legalized cannabis 2.0 products and 48 North contract manufacturing business, Fume Labs, created in partnership with Humble and Fume. This quarter, 48 North showed quarter-over-quarter revenue growth of $1.8 million, representing a 13% increase over fourth quarter 2019 revenues of $1.6 million. Further, at the end of the quarter, 48 North had $33 million of cash and cash equivalents on hand and remains well-funded to execute on its business plan. In an industry where raising capital has become increasingly challenging, having sufficient working capital is of critical importance. Today, 48 North has nearly completed the full build-out of its cultivation facilities. Currently, we are working diligently to erect and license our state-of-the-art drying facility at Good Farm, and it is our expectation that this facility will be fully built out and licensed in time for the company's 2020 harvest. In addition, the company is currently further building out the second phase of its manufacturing and packaging facility at the Good House. To date, our extraction capacity is fully built out and licensed. I would like to spend the next few minutes highlighting a collection of the major accomplishments that we achieved this quarter and milestones hit subsequent to the end of the quarter. First, the company confirmed that Good Farm's first outdoor harvest at Good Farm yielded high-quality, high-THC and CBD cannabis as confirmed by third-party laboratory testing. Second, 48 North announced that it signed an exclusive curation partnership with Thoughtful, a creation of Indigo Books and Music, Inc. Under the terms of the partnership, 48 North will be Thoughtful's exclusive cannabis partner, holding responsibility for curating an offering of cannabis-related accessories, leveraging 48 North's trusted consumer brand and relationships within the industry. Thoughtful will curate an array of premium cannabis accessories. Partnering with brands is critical to breaking down the stigma around cannabis. 48 North applauds Thoughtful for embracing the Canadian cannabis industry. Robust distribution is of paramount importance to the success of 48 North, and this partnership will be responsible for introducing Canadian adults to the 48 North brand. Partnering with companies like Thoughtful is critical to our long-term goal of becoming Canada's most beloved and accessible cannabis brand. And third, 48 North announced the creation of Fume Labs, a strategic partnership between 48 North and Humble and Fume. Fume Labs is a cannabis-focused manufacturing and extraction entity with significant capacity to contract manufacture vaporizer products. Fume Labs is fully operational and licensed, located within 48 North's licensed facility, Good House, located in Brantford, Ontario. This addition strategically strengthens 48 North's capacity to be a leader in the development and manufacturing of next-generation cannabis products and contract manufacturing. As a result of the partnership, both 48 North and Humble and Fume will uniquely benefit from its shared entities. These benefits include, but are not limited to, industry-leading extraction expertise, a consistent input of high-quality and low-cost cannabis biomass, access to nationwide distribution and sales channels, and as a result, we will see significant operational cost savings. Simultaneously, we announced that the company secured additional products listings for vaporizer products in new Canadian markets, including British Columbia, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and New Brunswick. As a result, 48 North-owned products will become available in 7 out of 10 Canadian provinces, representing over 95% of the population. Before I hand it over to David to provide an overview of our financial performance, I would like to quickly address our product launch schedule. In the next few weeks, 48 North expects to begin selling its indoor dry flower facility into the Alberta market under the 48 North brand. With respect to outdoor flower, 48 North anticipates beginning sales under its First Harvest and Fleur de Jour brands in Ontario, Alberta, and Quebec in February and March. Looking ahead to our next generation products, we look to begin selling the licensed tropical brand Apothecana to consumers in March. And lastly, we will be launching our Avi Test by 48 North vape product in Ontario. It is the company's expectation that this product will roll out in further provinces in the near term. 48 North will continue to sell dried flower into Quebec and Alberta and pre-rolls into Ontario and Alberta. I will now pass it on to David for his analysis of our financial performance.
Thanks, Allison. Revenues for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2019 were $1.8 million, up 13% from Q1 revenues of $1.6 million. The revenue mix for the quarter includes sales to both other licensed producers and sales to provincial regulators in Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec. Sales to the OCS and the AGLC were up 102% and 112% respectively over the last quarter, as our ability to produce more pre-rolls and baggable flower increased. Sales to the SQDC were lower by about 30% as we transitioned from online sales to in-store sales, which caused a couple weeks of not having product available in Quebec. We believe that this is a temporary issue, but ultimately beneficial to the company, as the online product sales were treated as consignment sales, whereas in-store products are considered as sales upon receipt. We expect that provincial sales will continue to become a larger percentage of our cannabis sales, and this is consistent with our transition plans to focus on branded product sales in the adult cannabis marketplace. We believe that by increasing manufacturing capacity, we will be able to increase the volume of pre-roll and baggable flower to the marketplace. The company capitalizes production costs related to biological assets and expenses these costs to cost of sales before fair market adjustments as the inventory is sold. For the 3 months ending December 31st, 2019, inventory expense to cost of sales before fair market adjustments was $1,008,000 compared to $524,000 in the respective period of 2018. For the 6 months ending December 31st, 2019, inventory expense to cost of sales before fair market adjustments was $1.7 million compared to $524,000 in 2018. During the second quarter, the company reviewed underlying assumptions for the inventory valuation and, based on current market trends regarding expected selling price per gram, has reduced expected selling price per gram for indoor cannabis plants from $5 to $3.50 per gram and for outdoor cannabis plants from $2.25 to $1 per gram. Furthermore, at the end of the second quarter, the company started to purchase additional cannabis from other licensed producers. It is expected that with additional manufacturing capacity coming online at the Good and Green facility, that the company will be able to increase its provincial sales over the coming quarters. During Q2, our inventory increased from $6.7 million at September 30th to $17.8 million at December 31st. This increase is largely due to the movement of the outdoor plants from the Good Farm, which were recorded as biological assets at September 30th, into inventory as they were harvested during Q2 2020. We expect that the outdoor cannabis will be largely used for extraction purposes. During the current quarter, we have started to process our outdoor cannabis through Fume Labs into extraction oils to be used to produce vape and cannabis 2.0 products. As announced in the press release, we are looking forward to having vapes in market in March. Furthermore, in late December, we purchased approximately $3.2 million in cannabis from other licensed producers, with an offsetting increase in accounts payable and accrued liabilities. As mentioned earlier, we are bringing additional capability for manufacturing online at the Good and Green facility and believe that this additional quality cannabis will be processed, packaged, and sold in the coming quarters. Investing activities during the 6 months ending December 31st, 2019 were $7.5 million and largely reflect the addition of property, plant, and equipment. We continue to invest in the Good and Green facility, increasing our extraction expertise with the recently announced strategic partnership with Humble and Fume, and by expanding our manufacturing capability through a build-out of the facility. We are expecting to continue to invest in our Good and Green facilities in the current quarter. We recorded a net loss of $6.2 million compared to a net income of $2.2 million in the last quarter. This quarter's loss, a net loss, equates to a basic and fully diluted earnings of 0.35 cents per share. Included in the net income were some non-cash items, depreciation of $460,000 and an additional $250,000 included in depreciation in the cost of sales and $472,000 in stock-based compensation. Furthermore, we recorded a gain on the change in fair value of contingent consideration relating to the Rare and Sackville acquisitions. This relates to the potential earnouts based on achieving certain revenue targets and is affected by the company's current share price and assumptions relating to expectations on achieving those revenue targets. During Q2 2020, our cash usage was approximately $7.8 million. This can be broken into three component parts. Cash used in ongoing operations was approximately $4.7 million. Cash used in working capital balances was approximately $172,000. And cash used in investing activities was $2.9 million. We expect to have additional property, plant, and equipment activities during the current quarter as we build out the Good House facilities to allow for increased production capacity. We continue to monitor our capital resources to assess and manage the liquidity needed to fund our operations, and at the end of Q2 2020, we had $33 million in cash and cash equivalents on hand. 48 North remains in the development stage, and while we do generate revenue from the sale of our dried cannabis, we are focusing on reducing the execution risk that comes with growing cannabis and manufacturing products at scale. I will now turn the call back to Allison for her closing remarks.
Thanks, David. I truly believe that we are well on our way to deliver on our initial vision, creating a cannabis company that can give people the latitude to live well, and that good companies can consistently bring a superior experience to consumers when they need it. From day one, we wanted to deliver this idea to people. We invested in forward-thinking designs and cutting-edge facilities that could help bring cannabis to life in a way that consumers feel good about. Without question, it has been a bumpy road, and we still have challenges to overcome. But we have learned our lessons. We have reaffirmed our commitment to our original vision, a belief that high-quality cannabis is a vehicle for well-being and thought-provoking experiences, that the plant has incredible potential. In 2020, we're refocusing our efforts on seeing that idea through, improving operations, investing in design, and building personalized relationships with consumers through better products and brand. We have built and operationalized a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. We're launching consumer-friendly, future-focused cannabis products in markets across the country, and we entered into a groundbreaking partnership with Thoughtful, an online platform owned by Indigo, to curate accessories with a focus on authenticity, sustainability, and education. We know that it's a challenging time for our industry with many players and limited capital, but we have the fundamentals right, we have the idea right, and we have our priorities straight. We're ready to deliver for our employees, our communities, our customers, and shareholders.
We will now open up the call for analyst questions. Please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to join the queue. Our first question is from Jenny Wang with 8 Capital. Your line is open.
Hi there. Good morning, and thank you for taking my questions. The first one is just on the gross margins this quarter. Could you talk a little about why it was a little bit lower, why it was lower this quarter, and also what's the level that we should expect going forward?
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks for your question. The gross margins were sort of continue to be affected, I guess, by where we see the pricing of the cannabis and the valuation that we did. So we did write down the ultimate value of our indoor and outdoor grow from $5 to $3.50 and from $2.25 to $1. I think that's reflective of where we see that. Quite frankly, we still have a lot of product that will come through inventory, which should help us on a go-forward basis with margins, with obviously the reduced value of inventory on the books as it does sell through. We do expect to see, you know, increased sort of value that we're getting from provincial regulators with regards to our cannabis. So we're cautiously optimistic that there'll be some positive upside once we sell that through the system.
Thanks, Jenny.
And just one other question on kind of the cash burn per quarter. Is, you know, net cash burn $7 million, is that kind of the level that we should expect going forward, or should it be a little bit lower or higher?
Yeah, so my sort of view on that one is that we still need to demonstrate to the market that we can push more product through our manufacturing environment. And I think if we can increase our revenues, obviously we're trying to continue to manage our cash through reduced expenses, keeping a tight rein on expenses, but we still need to increase our revenue dramatically. And I think that's what we're hoping to do over the coming quarters. We believe that with the build-out of the Good and Green facility, that we'll be able to get more product to market, which will obviously increase revenues accordingly, which we believe that our overall infrastructure costs are somewhat sort of stable at this point in time, but if we can get the revenues up, the cash losses will go down.
Got it. And then one more about just in terms of the revenue if increases going forward, are you could you break down approximately where you see that coming from? Is it mostly going to be from vapes or is it dry flower?
I think it's a combination of the two of them. You know, up to Q2, which was December, we had only had dry flowered sales. So our expectation is that in Q3 and Q4, we will start to see the fume labs to do the extraction and get vapes to market. And we expect that will obviously drive additional revenues for the company on a go-forward basis.
Jenny, I think what I was just going to jump in and just add to what David's saying. And what we're speaking about here is increasing our ability and capacity to produce and distribute significantly more cannabis and cannabis products than we have in the past. And that will obviously significantly impact our revenue.
Understood. Thank you.
I think it's fair to say that we've seen a lot of sort of our product go quickly into the marketplace and get sold, and it's been our issue of trying to make sure that we can increase that pipeline into the provincial regulators to provide more product to the consumers, and that's what we're working on. That's really what the build-out at the Morton facility is all about. It's also now about taking the outdoor grow cannabis that we have, extracting that, putting that into vapes, into, you know, cannabis 2.0 products, and to get those into the marketplace.
And we have no further questions at this time. I now turn the call back to Alison Gordon for closing remarks.
Thank you so much. On behalf of 48 North employees, management, and board of directors, thank you for taking the time to dial into our conference call this morning. If there are any questions we have not answered, please don't hesitate to be in touch. Our investor relations contact information is available on our website. Thanks again, and have a great morning.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.